Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the topics, issues, and people that are important to you and important to our community. And I can honestly say I don't think anything is more important to our community right now than the changes that are underway because of the pandemic from coronavirus and the response to it. We are just 1 week into the stay-at-home order for the state of Colorado that Governor Jared Polis declared after showing that COVID-19 transmission rates were going to increase exponentially, and this was the way to slow it down. We know that Congress has passed a coronavirus relief package worth $2 trillion. That's to help Americans get on with the challenges associated with the outbreak, but those checks are still at least a few weeks away from being cut and being in bank accounts. The public health crisis is ongoing, and we know local organizations are strapped to step up to support our community. Joining me this Tuesday morning, exactly 2 weeks from the time we last spoke, when you launched the Emergency Relief Fund, a local fund supporting nonprofits throughout El Paso and Taylor counties, we have representatives from Pikes Peak Community Foundation and Pikes Peak United Way. We have Gary Butterworth, the CEO of the Pikes Peak Community Foundation, and Cindy Aubrey, the president and CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon.
Morning, Shannon.
So glad you could join us. I'm going to start off by directing some questions towards Gary. Give us a little bit of the background. For those who weren't listening 2 weeks ago, what is the Pikes Peak Community Foundation? How long has it been around, and what do you do?
Yeah, the Pikes Peak Community Foundation roots date back to 1928. We're one of the oldest philanthropic institutions in the Pikes Peak region. Our mission in good times is to build community capital, working with citizens in our community to ensure that every generation we have charitable funds available to address the most pressing needs. In times like this, our objective, working with our partners, Pikes Peak United Way, and the many nonprofits on the front lines, we are trying to facilitate capital to address the immediate needs posed by this crisis.
Who did you imagine being helped by the Emergency Relief Fund when it was formed? Just recently it was formed.
Sure. Well, I mean, the fund was actually launched in response to the Waldo Canyon fire, and then it was reactivated after the Black Forest fires. Each time we learned more lessons about how to be more effective and how to build a credible resource for people of our community to give to a cause, to a single trusted source, and relying on experts in our community to ensure that those dollars and contributions get to the nonprofits in greatest need. And so with the launch of the fund this year being activated, it comes about in times of natural disasters and state of emergencies declared either by the state or by the mayor himself, both of which have occurred. And we are working, as I said, in partnership with the United Way, as well as the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Again, trying to be a single source for our community so that they can give to supporting the needs that are identified and to ensure that they have a trusted place for their financial contributions.
Since this activation, since the fund went active 2 weeks ago, how much has been raised and who is seeding the fund?
Sure. We've raised just about $600,000 to date, thanks in large part to a generous contribution by the Colorado Springs Health Foundation and a coalition of 14 local foundations, 28 donor-advised fund holders at Pikes Peak Community Foundation, and more than 100 citizens of our community stepping up to provide support.
Oh, that is heartwarming just to know so many people have looked beyond their own needs and seen that the need is great and decided to step up and contribute. For those who are in need of funding, who can apply for this funding, and how does your grants committee work to figure out who gets the grant, the money, the crucial help?
Sure. The fund is eligible for 501c3 nonprofit organizations and government equivalents. they can simply go to www.ppcf.org/relief, and they can apply and get information and apply online. It's a very simplified process. It not only helps streamline the process for nonprofits, but it also helps us understand what the needs are and where they are.
And
the grant, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say these are grants. These aren't loans.
These are grants to nonprofits, and the grants committee, with the influx of need, we've received more than 50 applications, and the need is great. But the committee determined that we wanted to focus on we're prioritizing basic human needs right now: food, shelter, transportation, medical needs for the most vulnerable populations. And we did that knowing that federal legislation and aid was coming. But as you mentioned earlier, it's at the time indeterminate about when those would be available. So wanting to really focus on the impact that was happening on our community today and really in the next 30 days.
Okay, we're going to talk much more about this. We've got to take a break. Before we go to break, where can listeners go for more information on how to make a donation, Gary?
We'll make it very easy, www.ppcf.org/relief, and you'll be able to get information there about if you want to give help, if you want to donate, and certainly if you're seeking grant funding as a nonprofit, that information is there for you too.
Okay, PPCF/relief. That is the website to go to. We'll make sure to post it both on our Facebook page and our podcast page. So you can go to KRDO News Radio Facebook as well as KRDO.com/radio, and you can find that link as well. We're going to take a short break. We have much more of The Extra coming straight ahead. We are talking about the Emergency Relief Fund, how it's geared and how it's gearing up to help those in need, those nonprofits in need that do help so many in our community. We have much more to talk about. Stick around. Welcome back to The Extra. We know this is a time of great troubling health issues with the coronavirus outbreak, but we also know that the spirit and indomitable, nature of Coloradans is coming to the fore because we are seeing a great giving going on. And I'm speaking on the phone today with Gary Butterworth, the CEO of the Pikes Peak Community Foundation, and Cindy Aubrey, the president and CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. We've been talking about the Emergency Relief Fund, which 2 weeks ago was activated because of emergency declarations due to the coronavirus outbreak. And that fund is dedicated to helping nonprofits and helping organizations in this community that are dedicated to serving the needs of others. I'm going to have Cindy answer some of these questions here. Cindy, you're the CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. A lot of us know Pikes Peak United Way through the donation drives and that go on at various times through our employers. Can you tell us how your organization is supporting the community during this time?
Yes, Shannon, and thank you for having Gary and I on this hour. We're very grateful. I would say right now, Pikes Peak United Way and other nonprofits in our community have linked arms like I've never seen before. We're working closely, obviously, with the Community Foundation, with Care and Share, Catholic Charities, Early Connections, Cause I Love You, Silver Key, Crossfire Ministries, and so many others. And with these partners, we have learned, and all the restrictions, we've learned to serve people quickly, creatively, and pretty efficiently. And I think, you know, the other thing is just making important connections and introductions, bringing businesses and organizations together so that we can get through this. You're right, Coloradans we're fierce and we're resilient. And I've seen that with all of the people I've been working with in the last, since March 14th. A good story is last week I got a text from someone in Memorial Hospital's administration explaining that, you know, they needed to connect with someone from either Sam's Club or Costco anywhere they could get supplies because they needed hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, you know, all of the stuff that everybody needs right now. And Pikes Peak United Way connected Memorial Hospital with the top management at Walmart, who Walmart's been a great supporter of United Way and 2-1-1. And Walmart immediately reserved a large amount of hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, and needed supplies for Memorial. You know, this is something that I think folks at the hospital were pretty worried about. But
sure, they're our first line responders.
And so just making those connections, and I've seen people all over our city doing just that. I mean, making phone calls, introducing people by email, and all of this is, you know, is taking place, again, very creatively.
Mm-hmm. And you provide such services, for instance, the 211 line. And if you don't know about that, I'm sure you're going to hear about it, because what are you hearing from your 211 operators? What kind of calls are they getting in terms of need?
Well, I'll tell you first that, you know, the volume has increased for 211, which, for people who don't know, 211 is our free confidential resource and referral line. And in addition to 211, our Pikes Peak United Way team is also taking 100% of the calls for El Paso and Teller County Health Department. So the two combined call lines are bringing in about 400 calls per day. And top needs for 211 are rental assistance. We're hearing from people who have never been out of work, who have no idea how you would access resources like utilities assistance, rental assistance, and food. People need to find out, they want to find out where food pantries are, how they can, you know, get food. And these are people who, they don't have the money to go to the grocery store. So they are calling 211 to find out where food is available. And I'll mention this a couple of times. We are actually doing a food distribution tomorrow at 2:30 at Mitchell High School. And it's a drive-through. We're taking great precautions and making sure that, you know, we are working in the very safest way, but people do need food.
Right. And sometimes they don't want to get involved in a program. They feel that, well, this is a temporary situation. Hopefully I won't need this for a long time. But you're there saying these resources are available. Please take advantage of them because we know that you're hurting.
Yes, absolutely, Shannon.
Okay.
That's right.
I mean, during a time of emergency, I can't imagine a more critical, because we know that 911 is there for emergency calls, but we've been told not to overload 911. So 211 really comes into play during emergencies.
It does. You know, 211, and it operates fully on donations. We're very fortunate. 211 is actually, we say, powered by Ent and GE Johnson. And we actually had Ent step up with a nice gift to help us continue this work. It's a vital resource. This, you know, three-digit line assigned by the federal government, a vital resource for our community. And during an emergency, a natural disaster, any sort of catastrophic event, people want to reach out and look for help. They need information. And this is when 211 is most needed. It was very important during Waldo Canyon and Black Forest. We used it during the Planned Parenthood shooting, and that was really families locating families. But people call, and there are a variety of needs. But right now, it's, you know, sometimes they just want to hear another voice. We get a lot of calls from seniors who are isolated, and they want someone to talk with. So we have been experiencing a lot of that, you know, lately.
Well, a valuable resource, and we hope that the work continues. We know that because of the generosity of Ent, it is going to continue. But right now, we're going to be taking a short break. Before we go to break, Cindy, I asked this of Gary, where can listeners go to learn more about Pikes Peak United Way services, support, what they can do to help, how they can receive help? Where do they go?
So our web address is ppunitedway.org, and people can certainly call 211. But ppunitedway.org, it's a very easy to navigate website, and you can get lots of information there.
Okay. Well, if you're listening, don't call it now, but again, you can call or look up that website, call 211 or look up ppuw.org. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with more of The Extra after these messages. Welcome back to The Extra. We have on the line Cindy Aubrey, President and CEO of Pikes Peak United Way, and Gary Butterworth, CEO of Pikes Peak Community Foundation. And before we move on, let me just clarify, because I think I gave a wrong website address. It's ppunitedway.org or ppcf.org if you'd like to find out more information about the two organizations we're talking to. And Gary, I want to talk to you a little bit about the emergency relief fund that was activated less than a month ago. Now, the fund is open to El Paso and Teller County nonprofits. We know that during times of crises, nonprofits, they're overrun with requests. And in the meantime, their operations are greatly impacted, as well their donations and ability to hold fundraising drives seems to slack off because, well, especially in this crisis, we're being told you can't gather. So forget about a gala event where you could raise money. So how much funding has been requested so far?
We've received more than 50 applications here in El Paso County as well as Teller County. And the funding total that's being requested is over $3 million. And, you know, a vast majority of that are frontline nonprofits who are providing food to those most vulnerable during this time of crisis. Requests for rental assistance, utility assistance. Certainly want to applaud Colorado Springs Utilities, who has indicated that you know, they've got a hold on utility collections at least through April 30th. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the other impact is that springtime in particular is a high time for nonprofit fundraising events and galas, which represent a big chunk of an nonprofit's operating budget in a given year. So the challenges are even greater than what we experienced when the Waldo Canyon fire and the Black Forest fire. This is a community-wide impact, not only on nonprofits, but certainly on small businesses as well.
And the Emergency Relief Fund is one-stop shopping. You don't have to worry about, you know, do you give to this, do you give to that? This is a fund where all the needs of all the nonprofits are considered by committee, and then the grants go out. You have been moving quickly to invest the monies back into the community that have been raised so far. Can you share information on some of the nonprofits that have been awarded grants?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, we've raised almost $600,000, and in less than 2 weeks, we've made grants of about $430,000. Some of our grant recipients, Care and Share, obviously on the front lines, their partnership with over 200 other nonprofits as providing food, direct food, Fountain Valley Senior Center, Silver Key, Tessa, Springs Rescue Mission, Project Angel Heart, to name a few. We've made grants to over 25 nonprofits. The need is great. Our committee is meeting on a weekly basis, and if you're not funded on an initial round of grants, we are keeping applications open based on information that we understand, changing needs, and certainly funds that are available, which is critical right now because, as you heard, we've raised about $600,000. We've made about $430,000 in grants. So our current fund balance is decreasing, and any little bit helps. We know that this is a hard time for everybody, but certainly the impact on our most vulnerable communities is even greater.
Right, right. And you, I know that that's a quick turnaround. I mean, let's be honest, it's quicker than the stimulus checks have turned around for the federal government. So you're working at breakneck speeds right now, we know. And in the meantime, there's also another fund that has been launched. And this one is directed at providing some help for small businesses that are struggling due to losses due to the coronavirus emergency and needing to shut down during this emergency. It's called the Survive and Thrive COS Small Business Relief Fund. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. And I just one little detail. It's primarily for small businesses, but it's also available for nonprofits. And we're following the lead set by some of the federal legislation that is identifying small businesses and nonprofits with employees of 500 and fewer. So it's a loan fund. It's designed, I think, first and foremost, to get dollars out quickly. As we read in the paper every day, unfortunately, some of our small businesses who have been trying to hang on have been unable to. The idea is to provide some capital, effectively bridge capital until those federal funds are available. I'd also, I think it's important, we're trying to get the word out. Part of the federal legislation is the Paycheck Protection Plan, and that funding will provide effectively a loan, a reimbursable loan, for small businesses and nonprofits for payroll, rent, and utilities expenses incurred roughly from February 15th through April 30th. That funding will be made available through local banks. So I would encourage folks, there's a lot of information being pushed out, but for particularly for nonprofits who've been impacted by this, have had to perhaps cut staff, there's an opportunity to get some immediate funding. And those are forgivable loans, ultimately, if those funds are used for the purposes of reimbursing costs incurred to payroll, rent, and utility.
To keep people employed and to keep businesses from losing leases. So, and when talking about these funds, again, you talk about so much information. We're on information overload. A lot of families, some families even just turning off the stem of information because it seems too great. We're a bit overwhelmed. Why is it so important, Gary, to centralize our dollars, to centralize our giving during this time, especially when all you have to do is go on the internet. You see all these GoFundMe pages that are popping up with very severe needs and critical shortages.
We make grants. That's our expertise, and certainly the partnership with the United Way. They bring certainly great community knowledge. We are trying to make it easy for our community to participate. Certainly, those who give to nonprofits have the ability to continue to give directly to them. We want to encourage that. Our objective is we want people to help and understand that the need is great. So if you give to nonprofits directly, you might think about continuing or increasing your giving, knowing that this is a critical time for them. Because if we don't support, if we don't provide the support today, the recovery is going to be even a greater challenge for this community. And so that's the purpose of this Survive and Thrive Fund, is to provide capital, short-term capital, for small businesses and nonprofits to get through this initial wave. But we are also collaboratively working with community leaders. We've got to keep our eye on 3 months, 6 months, 9 months down the road, because a lot of philanthropic capital is being activated today. Those nonprofits are still going to, the needs will still be here in 3, 6, 9 months. And we've got to make sure that they're sustainable.
The services they provide will still be needed down the line, usually. Well, 9:44 is your time. You're listening to The Extra. Here on this Tuesday morning, we're talking with Gary Butterworth, who's the CEO of the Pikes Peak Community Foundation, as well as Cindy Aubrey, the president and CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. We're talking about the Emergency Relief Fund primarily and how it's helping nonprofits in our community. We have much more to talk about. Stay around. We are going to be back after these messages. And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, topics, and issues that are important to you. We are talking today with Gary Butterworth with the Pikes Peak Community Foundation and Cindy Aubrey, CEO of the Pikes Peak United Way. I want to thank both my guests. We have about 5 minutes, 8 minutes left in our show. So I wanted to talk to Cindy right now. And Cindy, I just went on the PP United Way, PikesPeakUnitedWay.org. Website. So PP United Way, if you want to look at it. And I just looked at it. And one of the things it says, do you want to start a workplace campaign? Because I think that would be a great idea, but there's no one left in a lot of our workplaces anymore because there's so many that are doing remote work or telework, or they right now have shuttered down. So how can people do a campaign like that or try to help to give? How can they do that now? Through your organization?
Well, Shannon, and thank you for bringing that up, because that's how United Way raises their money. We go to workplaces all over the city. Obviously, we cannot do that right now. What we are asking people to do is to go to ppcf.org, because we have partnered with the Community Foundation. Right now, all of the partner agencies we have are in desperate need of funding. And so I think sometimes people believe that this is a big fund that, you know, people with, big bank accounts, they're the only ones that are going to give. We need your $5 donation, your $10 donation, and that's at ppcf.org, because we have everyone from, Silver Key to Early Connections to you name it. Every nonprofit is applying, and we just need to help these nonprofits get through this difficult time.
And in the support services that are being offered, I mean, Pikes Peak United Way is offering support of its own through 211, as well as other opportunities. Can you tell us about what you have going on, what sort of needs you're answering?
You bet. So, in addition to, there are lots of people who are calling in who just want to, They need money to make the rent. They want to find food. Do I go to a food pantry? Do I go directly to Care and Share? And we're giving them that information. So if you're someone who cannot buy groceries and you have no idea where your next meal is coming from, call 211 and we will direct you to a food pantry. We're even putting a system together with our nonprofit partners. If you can't get out of your home and you're over 60 and, there's certain criteria that you meet, we'll try and bring food to you. So just working very hard to get people the basic needs, as Gary said. And tomorrow, again, at 2:30 p.m. at Mitchell High School, Pikes Peak United Way and Care and Share, we'll be distributing food. It's a box per car. It's kind of a drive-up thing, but it's at Mitchell High School tomorrow at 2:30.
Okay, we'll make sure that information, too, is on our website. Well, we've heard a lot about community drives that are going on, from making medical masks to gathering hand sanitizers. How can the community get involved?
Well, right now, what I know of is that our partners at the Regional Office of Emergency Management, led by our good friend Jim Reed, they are now accepting gloves, masks, gowns, safety glasses, Tyvek suits, I'm not sure what that is, disinfectant wipes, and hand sanitizer. And you can take those donations to 2755 Mark Dabbling. That's the Regional Office of Emergency Management. So they are still collecting that, and people keep asking, hey, can we give the handmade masks? And I've heard varying stories, Shannon, so some agencies are, some are not. I think that there are people who would like to have access to them, maybe like in nursing homes and things like that. But I think those, big question mark for me, I'm not sure.
Cindy and Gary both, we've lived through the Waldo Canyon devastation and the aftermath and the recovery. It was a long slog. There were many courageous and just amazingly giving stories that came out of that. Same with the Black Forest fire. This has the potential to dwarf that devastation, just in terms of the lives upended. How do you How do you inspire people to look beyond the four walls of their own home or their car if they're driving right now to do this thing, to give in a way that's meaningful and will have impact in our community?
Well, I think Shannon,
go ahead, Gary.
No, go ahead, Cindy.
Just a quick sentence, Shannon. I mean, it's keep the faith. I think that, you know, we are a faithful, resilient, tough community, and we've gotten through two devastating wildfires. And I think people need to remember, when you didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's there. And I know we're going to come out of this, and we're going to be better and stronger than ever. I think what Gary and Vance Brown, and Gary, I'm going to throw it over to you because I don't want to take up too much time, but keep the faith.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I think it's in these times we all sort of go and think about ourselves, our immediate family, but we're all connected, and our recovery as a community will be predicated on how we take care of those most vulnerable during these times. We're only as strong as our weakest links, and we need, you know, people to think about not only taking care of themselves and respecting all of you know, the shelter in place and public health advisories, but also really think about how you can reach beyond your dwelling and help those who are most vulnerable.
Look to the helpers and be a helper, right?
And Shannon, yep. You know what? I've got one more important thing. If our food drive is not tomorrow, it's Thursday. I keep thinking today is Wednesday, but the food drive is Thursday at Mitchell High School.
Great.
At 2:30.
Thank you for that clarification. And thank you to my guests, Cindy Aubrey, President and CEO of Pikes Peak United Way, and Gary Butterworth, CEO of Pikes Peak Community Foundation. Again, you can find out more about the Emergency Relief Fund by going to ppcf.org/relief. And I want to thank both my guests for joining me today. Very important information and so critical in this time of the coronavirus. It truly is unprecedented what we're all experiencing. And it's nice to know that there may be some help out there. So thanks again. And thanks again to my listeners. This is The Extra. You've been listening to KRDO News Radio.